God, Science, and the Bible: News from the World of Science About God and the Bible by Mario Siegley, Tom Robinson, and Scott Ashley. Researcher identifies seal of biblical queen Jezebel. In 1964, Israeli archaeologist Nahaman Avagad purchased a seal engraved in ancient Hebrew script with the letters YZBL, the name Jezebel. Professor Avagad, along with others, thought it might be the official seal of the Queen Jezebel of the Bible, but since the location and date of the item's discovery were unknown, there was no way to link it to the infamous queen. However, a recent investigation by Old Testament scholar Marjo Korpel of Utrecht University in the Netherlands indicates that the seal, housed for years in the Israel Museum, likely did belong to the murderous monarch. The seal's large size indicates that its owner was quite important, as does the fact that it was carved from opal, a semi-precious stone. It's twice as big as normal seals, and also the iconography is very nicely engraved, Dr. Korpel said. Her analysis of the seal's engraved symbols led her to conclude that it belonged to female royalty, i.e. a queen. The lion sphinx with female head and female Isis Hathor crown, which is unique, this clearly points to a queen, she explained. Further, the lotus, located below the Horus falcon, was a symbol of gender definition and refers to a female owner, while the winged sun disk was a well-known symbol for royalty in and outside Israel. Other icons on the seal, such as the Horus falcon and twin cobras symbols, probably adopted from Egypt, also reinforce the object's connection to a monarch, Dr. Korpel observed. By process of elimination, she concluded that the biblical queen was the only plausible owner. Her complete analysis was published in a volume of the scholarly Journal for Semitics. The biblical books of 1 and 2 Kings portray Jezebel as an influential ruler who manipulated her husband, the 9th century BC Israelite king Ahab, using deceit and murder to accomplish her goals. The daughter of a Phoenician ruler, she married Ahab as part of a political alliance and determined to convert both him and the kingdom of Israel to the worship of the deities of her former country. After slaughtering the true prophets of God, she also attempted to kill Elijah. In accordance with Elijah's prophecy, she met a violent end and her corpse was devoured by dogs. After learning of Dr. Korpel's research and conclusions, Hebrew University professor Haggai Meskev said he believed that the Israel Museum and Israel Antiquities Authority possesses many more artifacts that may carry unnoticed historical clues. Not all the artifacts have been thoroughly examined, he noted. There are many discoveries waiting to be made. The importance of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Some of the Dead Sea Scrolls, never before seen outside of Israel, have been touring different museums in the United States, such as the Natural History Museum in San Diego, California, and the Pacific Science Center in Seattle, Washington. They provide a glimpse of the amazing accuracy of the transmission of the text of the Old Testament through the millennia. The Dead Sea Scrolls are collectively composed of some 900 documents that contain, besides other religious literature, sections of the entire Hebrew Bible, except for the Book of Esther. The scrolls range in date from the 3rd century BC to the 1st century AD. When these manuscripts were discovered in various caves of the northwestern region of the Dead Sea close to Qumran, a site most archaeologists believe was a community of Essene Jews, scholars wondered how many discrepancies would be found between them and the Old Testament text used for the translation of our modern Bibles, a text whose oldest copy date to the 10th century AD. More than 1,000 years elapsed between the two versions. How well would they conform? Incredibly, when the two versions were compared, researchers found that they uncannily matched, virtually word for word. For example, the Dead Sea Scroll containing the entire book of Isaiah, some 26 feet long, was compared to the 10th century version of the Masoretic text, which is the basis for our modern Old Testament. The researchers found it to match in virtually every instance. Notes Bible scholar Gleason Archer, even though the two copies of Isaiah discovered in the Qumran Cave 1 near the Dead Sea in 1947 were 1,000 years earlier than the oldest dated manuscript previously known, AD 980, they proved to be word-for-word identical with our standard Hebrew Bible in more than 95% of the text. The 5% of variation consisted chiefly of obvious slips of the pen and variations in spelling. They do not affect the message of Revelation in the slightest. This is the greatest contribution the Dead Sea Scrolls have made to biblical scholarship. They have confirmed the reliability of the Old Testament texts we now possess in our Bibles. Critical scholars, states Gary Brantley, question the accuracy of the MT or the Masoretic text, which formed the basis of our English versions of the Old Testament, since there was such a large chronological gap between it and the autographs or the original documents. Because of this uncertainty, scholars often corrected the text with considerable freedom. Qumran, however, has provided remains of an early Masoretic edition predating the Christian era on which the traditional Masoretic text is based. A comparison of the Masoretic text to this earlier text revealed the remarkable accuracy with which scribes copied the sacred texts. Accordingly, the integrity of the Hebrew Bible was confirmed, which generally has heightened its respect among scholars and drastically reduced textual alteration. In fact, the Masoretic text we possess today has been found to be more carefully transmitted than the Dead Sea Scrolls version. When compared, the largest Isaiah Dead Sea Scroll was found to have more spelling errors, and this is generally the case when comparing the Masoretic text and the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, what about the New Testament text? How accurate is it? From the thousands of ancient copies or portions of copies known, 98% of the New Testament texts agree. The variations that do exist are mostly spelling errors or scribal additions that are easily discarded. As the great text scholar Sir Frederick Kenyon noted after examining both the Old and New Testament texts, and it holds true even so today, the Christian can take the whole Bible in his hand and say without fear or hesitation that he holds in it the true Word of God handed down without essential loss from generation to generation throughout the centuries. End of article.